The man who reviewed the national schools curriculum is demanding that education authorities stop outsourcing sex education to interest groups. Governments seem to be leaving a lot of the teaching of religion and sex these days to outside groups, but Ken Wiltshire says the controversy over the Safe Schools program shows that the danger of letting ideological groups devise lesson plans without input from the education department is just plain risky. The Safe Schools Coalition is an anti-bullying program for gay and intersex children, but it's been criticised over its agenda. The federally funded program tells children that they are gender fluid, and it seeks to eradicate use of terms like his and her, and boys and girls. The Safe Schools program was marketed to education departments and principals and teachers as a way of eliminating discrimination and bullying. So, of course, they said yes to it, but how many of them actually read the detail? The program was just horribly hijacked along the way, and it ended up in many parts just being a grubby, invasive set of messages and stories for children. And some of the detail is so out there that I can't read it to you at this time of the day on radio because there are children in the car. But on Sky News this week, on Jones & Co, Alan Jones, Miranda Devine and Mark Latham read out some of the things that are taught in this program. Now, that program, Jones & Co, is on 8 p.m. on pay television, as opposed to our program, which is on 3 p.m. to 6 p.m, a time when you've got lots of children in the car. So don't worry, I'm not going to be reading it right now. But when I was listening to Alan and Miranda and Mark read it during the week, I was gobsmacked. I mean, some of it makes you blush, and that's okay, because that's what happens when you're talking about sex education. Other parts make you cringe, and a lot of it just leaves you scratching your head wondering, why is this stuff being discussed at school in the first place? Now, I'm sure there are a lot of decent and relevant parts to the program, but there's no way in the world you would want some of this material said to your children. Certainly not by an outsider. It's a conversation for parents to have with their children, not teachers. And it's not just the birds and the bees. I mean, some of this stuff is serious adult material. And the truth of the matter is the implementation of this thing was just plain sneaky. The Safe Schools program snuck into the curriculum out of nowhere. It wasn't discussed with parents. It was introduced minus any consultation. And if these kinds of conversations are going to be happening in the classroom, parents must be consulted. And I think you find if they were, most of them would say no, no thanks. They are conversations for me to have with my children in a way I find appropriate, not someone else outside of our family, like a teacher.